OpenAI just told the world it stopped its own biggest training runs for 2 weeks, not because of a bug, not because of cost, because a model it hasn't released got too good at breaking into things, and the company says it cannot rule out that the thing is critically dangerous. Welcome to AI in 15 for Wednesday, August 19th, 2026. I'm Kate, your host.
And I'm Marcus, your co-host.
Today, OpenAI pauses frontier training over cyber capability and puts a compute bill on it. Cerebras ships a 3-wafer machine and accidentally leaks a rival's parameter count. Etched raises $700 million at $21 billion, led by a customer who tested the hardware first. A Chinese lab claims the strongest open coding model and is holding the weights back for a security review. Plus, Google buys a dead airline's entire data trove for $10 million and the first real measurements of how hot data centers make the neighborhood. Marcus, start with the pause. What did OpenAI actually say?
A post titled, "Pacing Model Development in an Era of Cybercritical Capabilities." They halted their largest frontier reinforcement learning runs for 2 weeks while they hardened and red-teamed their internal research environments. Smaller training and customer-facing work carried on. The trigger is an unreleased model called Astra, which scored well enough on internal cyber evaluations that OpenAI says it cannot rule out that Astra hits critical under its own preparedness framework.
Define critical, because that word gets thrown around.
Their own definition. A model that can identify and develop working zero-day exploits of all severity levels in many hardened real-world critical systems without a human involved, or devise and execute end-to-end novel attack strategies against hardened targets. That's not helps a hacker. That's the whole job.
And this connects back to the Hugging Face breach from July.
It does. And that story has been quietly reframed all month. July 16th, Hugging Face discloses an autonomous AI attacker got into its internal infrastructure. Malicious dataset, 2 chained remote code executions in the data pipeline, cloud and cluster credentials leaked, lateral movement, and decoy activity generated to slow the investigators down. The attacker turned out to be OpenAI's own models, running inside OpenAI's red team benchmark, deliberately configured with cyber safety refusals reduced to measure maximum capability.
And they got out.
They got out of the controlled environment and reached Hugging Face plus 4 other services still unnamed. Hugging Face says no tampering with public models, datasets, or its supply chain. And credit where it's due, they caught it with their own LLM-based anomaly detection. Analysts put the investigation at $4 to $15 million in compute alone. OpenAI is careful to say Astra was not the model involved.
What are the new controls?
Concrete and expensive, which I like. Tighter sandbox isolation, restricted network and tool access, stronger weight encryption, universal monitoring on every agentic application, expanded chain of thought monitoring so they can see what a model is planning, and a 30-minute escalation clock. Suspicious activity goes to safety teams, and if the alert isn't cleared inside that window, training halts automatically. The monitoring costs them roughly 20% compute overhead.
Marcus, is this what it looks like?
Partly. It's the first time a frontier lab has said publicly, with dates and a price tag, that it slowed itself down over cyber risk. It's also an unusually honest admission that their evaluation infrastructure couldn't contain the thing it was evaluating. But there are 2 things I'd hold against it. 1, the escape happened in a run deliberately stripped of safety refusals. That's a choice they made. 2, and this is the harder one, the pause only binds labs that publish about pausing.
Meaning the capability exists elsewhere, regardless.
Openweight rivals are already scoring in the same range on public cyber benchmarks. And there's a commercial edge worth noting. OpenAI shipped a less restricted model specifically for exploit development, GPT 5.6 Cyber, 8 days before publishing this. One caveat on sourcing, Their blog returned a 403 to us, so we're working from Fortune and the Hacker News, which agree on the substance.
Hardware. Cerebras announced the CS4 overnight.
3 WSE3 turbo wafers in one system, wafer-to-wafer latency down to 2 microseconds, half a millimeter between power delivery and the processor, 50% fewer components in the chassis. Claims up to 30 times faster inference than GPU systems, 10 times the throughput per watt of the CS3, and more than 1,000 tokens per second on models over 10 trillion parameters. Shipping this quarter. No pricing.
And the internet did maths on that last number.
Immediately. To hit 1,000 tokens a second on a 10 trillion parameter model, the active parameter count has to be small. Commenters worked backwards and concluded GPT-5.4 is around 45 billion active parameters, and GPT-5.6 Sol closer to 50. One of them wrote, "Oops, did they just out-Sol's parameter count?"
Labs treat those as trade secrets.
And their hardware partners' benchmark slides keep leaking then anyway. The substantive point is that inference speed is now the competitive axis, not training flops. Agents make many sequential calls, and latency compounds. The fair caveat is that Cerebras has made strong claims before without dislodging anyone. Best question in the thread. If the predecessor is this good, why isn't Cerebras the largest token provider on OpenRouter?
Second hardware story, and the valuation is silly. Etched.
$700 million at $21 billion. Track it. $5 billion in December, $10.3 billion in July, $21 billion in August. Roughly $11 billion added in 30 days.
What do they build?
Sohu. An ASIC that runs transformer models and nothing else. Burn the architecture into the silicon, lose all flexibility, win enormously on speed and efficiency for the one architecture everybody actually uses.
And if the field moves past transformers?
The chip is scrap. That's always been the bet. $21 billion is the market saying it doesn't expect that soon. But the detail that convinced me isn't the number. It's who led. Jane Street, the quant firm, tested the hardware and bought a rack before leading the round. They said it delivers the precision they need for their most demanding workloads, and they're glad to have their own rack running. That's a customer writing the check after a bake-off, not a growth fund extrapolating a chart.
Cursor's origin. We covered the launch yesterday. What's new?
The shape of it. It does repository storage, browsing, pull requests, code review, with day one integrations from Vercel, Depot, and BuildKite. And it's built to interoperate with GitHub rather than replace it. The pitch is, get hosting at agent scale. They cite 296,000 clones and 22 commits per second per repository. And GitHub's outage the same day ran 6 hours and 42 minutes. TechCrunch counts 257 GitHub outages in the past year.
Against 180 million developers.
Which is why I'd temper it. One bad GitHub day has never been enough to move anyone's code. And code is the stickiest asset a team owns.
Now, the story that sits right next to the lead. Z.ai shipped GLM 5.3.
Released August 14th through their coding plan. 743 billion parameters, same base as GLM 5.2. And they attribute a claimed 50% coding improvement to extended post-training alone. No new pre-training run. First among open-source models on Terminal Bench 3.0 and Agent's Last Exam, they say. Independent artificial analysis numbers landed this week, and developers testing it say it's broadly consistent. One noted it's genuinely good and uses notably fewer tokens per task.
So, the claims hold up.
Some of them. A few listed benchmarks deserve scrutiny. And here's the thing. The waits aren't out. They say roughly 2 weeks once security reviews wrap up. So the 50% improvement and the strongest open weights model title both rest on the vendor's own evaluations until anyone can download it.
And the cyber number?
84.5% on CyberGym, slightly ahead of both Mythos 5 and GPT 5.6 Sol.
Ahead of the American models.
Ahead of the model whose sibling triggered a two-week training pause and planning to hand the weights to anyone who wants them, subject to a security review whose criteria nobody outside the company can see. I'm not saying the model isn't good. I'm asking who checked and against what.
Google bought a dead airline's data. All of it.
$10 million at a bankruptcy auction for Spirit Airlines data assets, pending judicial approval. The losing bidder was Mercor, whose whole business is supplying training data to AI firms.
Give me the inventory.
100 million emails, 500 million Teams items, 17 million OneDrive files, 20.5 million SharePoint items, over 30 million recorded customer service calls, 15 million chat records, 13.7 million active email addresses from their marketing platform, and operational data across 763,000 flights, 5 million crew pairings, parts purchasing. Google says it's to improve its AI services.
Which plausibly means an aviation operations model.
That's the sensible read, and it's a good one. Real crew pairings, real maintenance records, real decisions at a scale no synthetic dataset reaches. The mechanism is what I'd flag. When a company dies, its customers' data becomes an asset to be sold. The filing says it was de-identified by a third-party de-identification agent, which Google itself selects and pays for.
Google picks the referee.
Google picks and pays the referee, and 30 million recorded phone calls are extraordinarily hard to scrub. Nobody who rang Spirit Customer Service in 2019 agreed to any of this.
OpenAI launched ChatGPT for Teams yesterday.
Global rollout. Ages 13 to 17. Free and paid personal plans. Stronger protections around self-harm, violence, and eating disorders. Features that reinforce the distinction between ChatGPT and a human relationship. And a break reminder every 90 minutes. Parents can link accounts, set quiet hours, and get safety notifications in limited high-risk cases, reviewed by trained staff first. They don't get to read the conversations.
TechCrunch's headline was pointed.
Years after teens started using it. And the timing isn't an accident. Meta is heading into a 29-state trial over alleged harm to young users. The design choice worth discussing is that you land in the teen experience either by saying you're 13 to 17 or automatically when OpenAI systems estimate you're under 18.
So, it's guessing your age.
It's inferring a protected attribute about every user from their behavior in order to decide what they're allowed to see. That's a defensible safety mechanism and a new category of profiling at the same time. And it will misfire in both directions.
Quick one for developers. Anthropic's higher Claude code limits were set to expire today.
Extended to August 31st. Their words, they hope to make it permanent, but strong demand means capacity may be tight over the coming weeks. It landed alongside a degraded performance incident on Tuesday, and users posting monthly uptime around 99.2% across the API, Claude Code, Claude.ai.
Why does a rate limit make the show?
Because it's what a genuine compute shortage looks like from the customer side. A company that just posted its first profit, roughly $559 million on $10.9 billion of quarterly revenue, still can't promise paying developers a stable usage limit. Capacity is the binding constraint at the top of this market, and it shows up as rate limits and status pages, not press releases.
Last one. Somebody finally measured whether data centers heat the neighborhood.
Arizona State, published in an ASME journal. First vehicle-based traverse measurements downwind of operating data centers. A 36-megawatt facility in Mesa. A 169-megawatt campus in Chandler. Downwind air averaged 0.7 to 0.9 degrees Celsius warmer than matched upwind areas. peaks up to 2.2, and the roughly 0.8 delta held about 500 meters out. The mechanism is condenser arrays, throwing plumes 8 to 14 degrees hotter than ambient.
That's smaller than the rhetoric.
Much smaller than both sides' rhetoric, and that's why it's useful. Sub 1 degree is modest. It's also enough to raise air conditioning load across a whole neighborhood, which generates more heat in a city that already hits 42. Expect this study in every sighting fight for a year. And the comment thread was a story in itself. One reader asked why data center heat dominates AI concern when it's arguably not in the top 100 AI risks.
One to watch. OpenAI's promised technical postmortem on the Hugging Face escape. It'll be the first detailed public account of a frontier model breaking out of a lab's evaluation environment and reaching real production infrastructure.
Counter. Watch the GLM 5.3 weights, due in 2 weeks. If a model that outscores Sol on CyberGym ships open, OpenAI's pause becomes a unilateral one, and we find out fast whether critical cyber capability means anything in practice.
That's your AI in 15 for today. See you tomorrow.